How important are control towers for airplane safety? Well, an FAA study says that at small airports, not so much. News reports have been unnerving. We know that starting this Sunday, the Federal Aviation Administration begins closing towers in 149 airports in 38 states as part of the budget sequester. And we're told thousands of pilots at small airports will work it out among themselves, relying on what's called see and avoid. Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Morin says that's like taking down stop signs that will put lives at risk. And some communities are suing to stop closures, asking the FAA to do more safety analysis. But Bloomberg News obtained an FAA study of more than 200 airports that concludes that control towers at small airports do not prevent crashes. Bloomberg News FAA regulation reporter Alan Levin joins us. And Alan, to a non-pilot, this sounds counterintuitive. So take us through this research.
It is counterintuitive. The basic justification for these towers was safety, with a little bit of efficiency thrown in. But the vast majority of the 251 contract towers, these are, by the way, towers at smaller, mid-sized airports that mostly cater to private flights.
When you say contract towers, these were the post-Reagan era towers that were contracted out to private companies?
That's right. They're not staffed by FAA controllers. They're run by private companies.
Because, as we know, Ronald Reagan fired 11,000 air traffic controllers who were on strike, and the federal government had trouble finding controllers, so they had these contracts with companies. So what did the FAA find when they studied these towers?
Well, they looked at accidents in the five-year periods before towers were installed and in the five-year periods after. And what they found is that there were almost identical totals in the years before and the years after.
Huh.
And they were a little surprised at that, so they dug a little deeper, and they tried to look at the subset of accidents that would be most likely to be influenced by a controller, and that would be a mid-air collision, for example, or running off the end of a runway or something. Those also were almost identical in the years before the tower went in and the years after.
Yeah, well, but on the other hand, you have the Contract Tower Association analysis. They estimated that closing these towers could cause as many as 216 deaths over the next 6 months. So obviously they are campaigning for their jobs there. So what do the experts say? You talked to, for instance, MIT Aeronautics Professor John Hansman. What did he say about the FAA conclusion?
What John and several other experts I spoke to said is essentially there may be some small safety benefit at the busiest of these airports. And that sort of makes sense. If you have an airport that is really humming and has a mix of, say, jets with student pilots, it would certainly make sense to have essentially a traffic cop on duty. But the consensus, I think, is that at the slower of these airports, probably the majority of them, there would be no safety need for these towers. Now, that does not get into the question of efficiency, and there are some airports where not having a controller on duty could slow things down. But the bottom line is, when you get down to accidents, it does seem very unlikely that closing these towers is going to create a spate of new accidents.
Well, we're reading a statistic that roughly 90% of the country's almost, 5,000 public airports don't have towers, so they rely on this, you know, pilots watching out for each other.
Yes, that's right. There's the very basic procedures that every pilot learns. There's a what's known as a common radio frequency, and they announce themselves if they're about to take off or land. It's been in place for decades. It works well. It's interesting. Trade groups that represent pilots in airports are adamantly opposed to closing these towers, and so are a fair number of pilots. But I've also spoken to a lot of pilots who say that it's easier to fly into an airport without a tower, and they prefer it. The fees tend to be lower. It's also less hassle. It's really sort of a mixed bag about what these pilots think.
Well, on Sunday, the FAA will begin closing some of those towers, and we'll probably hear more. Alan Levin, FAA regulation reporter for Bloomberg News. Alan, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
And by the way, I misspoke. It's Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran, I mispronounced his name, who's against closing towers. Well, coming up, where are we now with transgender rights? That's in 30 seconds, here and now.